The drive is live, and that ain't no jive.
I come to praise the name.
The team, 92.1 FM, Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1 FM. I am again here with Graham Couch, sports columnist for the Lansing State Journal. We want to go out to our Reno Sports Bar and Grill hotline and welcome in for our Psychologically Speaking segment brought to you by Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, Renaissance man, and lover of all things South Florida, Dr. John H. Braccio. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, a buoyant, a beautiful day. I'm getting ready for late spring, summer. Even Graham would have to be in a marvelously good mood today.
He says it's too hot.
Ah, well, tell him we're not in heaven yet. That's always my response, so we enjoy what we have.
Boy, that's such a cheap response. The
Amen, amen, I say to you.
Go ahead. Tomorrow night, it's supposed to rain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that bad?
And that's when my co-ed softball game is. So,
but you want the rain to cool it off.
Mother Nature has one obligation: a clear sun, a clear Wednesday. And if she can't pull that off,
how about a clear wedding day? Wouldn't you rather have that?
Now it's indoors with air conditioning, 68 degrees.
Nice.
I don't mind the rain.
Okay. All right. Hey, we were talking about Bill Cosby and the fact that at a court proceeding today, there was a guy sitting beside him or standing behind him, who had a Penn State shirt on. Not that Penn State needs any more linkage with issues like this, but the psychology when someone sees a T-shirt and makes and has a link to an institution, how big of a problem is that for a place like Penn State that's constantly going to be reminded of what happened with Jerry Sandusky?
Well, first of all, I think that Bill Cosby is a whole separate issue, obviously, kind of you could call related in a family, if you will, of inappropriate behavior. It appears that way anyway. But I would say that that is unfortunate, that there'd be somebody there with that T-shirt under the circumstance. Particularly, I believe there's even new information about Paterno knowing things earlier and chose not to say anything. I hate to be
right.
Gossiping, but it seems like there seems to be a lot more information coming out that's making that look worse and worse, and Joe to look like somebody who didn't do anything like he might have done. Because initially it looked like he did do what he was supposed to do. But I would say that's unfortunate. I think Penn State's trying to do things now, and we have to live with the past, but I think we move forward and we all try to do the right thing now. I mean, everybody does things, maybe not to that level, but we all... he was without sin. Let him cast the first stones. But I do feel that, unfortunately, that took a tremendous institution that they haven't recovered from. And, unfortunately, will be a long, long time till it's overcome.
All right. Psychological questions, excuse me, for you. Three different MSU-related topics. One is Draymond Green, and he'd been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He'd been seen as someone who was very positive for the new NBA, and after his punting effort the other night, now he's not going to be suspended for Game 4, but people are starting to question, is he a dirty player? Can that be a positive thing for him, as Graham suggested at the top of the show, that he's going to be kind of a Bill Lame Beer factor the rest of his career? Or does this destroy the image and the marketing possibilities that he will have, and parents say, hey, you know, we're not going to have our kid grow up to be like that guy?
Well, I think he could kind of go either way. I think right now, when you think of Draymond Green, I've always thought of him as Mr. Clean, you know, kind of like a Magic Johnson, kind of the person that, you know, people would like to be like, who was, you know, gave so much back to the university, continues to be a good role model. I think I like that model better for him than Bill Lambeer. Okay, he might turn into a toughy type thing, but personally, I would rather the image that I've had of him be the one that wins out over time. On the other hand, there's nothing wrong with being tough and strong and doing a hard foul, but again, we'll have to go by frequency, but that did look like a pretty very inappropriate thing to be doing in a game, particularly where he's kicking. I mean, nothing you kick anywhere, but I would say that doesn't hurt, it doesn't help his image. That's a personal thing. So psychologically, I think more people would rather have him as Good Guy Green rather than Lambeer Green, even though there will be many people that like having an enforcer and a tough guy in basketball. But that's my opinion as of now, because I've done a lot of thinking about that, and I've talked to different people. And I think most people around here, this is not a fair sample, it's just people I'm talking to, but most people prefer Good Guy Green.
Okay. When we talk about Michigan State basketball and the preseason schedule, Tom Izzo has developed a reputation, anyone, anywhere, anytime, and is there a preseason schedule, pre-conference schedule, certainly reflects that. The fact that Michigan State is mentioned in the Champions Classic every year with Kentucky, with Duke, with Kansas, there's a benefit for the team in preparation, but what benefit is there for the program to have that association as one of the elite schools?
Well, I think there's just nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, I think, you know,
even if you have to play Duke at Duke, it's still a good
you know,
exercise.
I actually do feel, you know, the old saying, if you want to be the best, you have to play the best. And it's kind of hard to question Izzo's strategy. I mean, he has clearly taken MSU from a, you know, relatively good team into that high stratosphere. So I think that I think overall there's no doubt it pays off for him. Last year was kind of an anomaly, kind of a thing that a lot of people haven't gotten over yet. But as a whole, I think it serves him and the team and the reputation very well, because he clearly, if we go back to the Draymond Green, I'd say Tom Izzo is clearly a guy that people think is a good guy, and I think they see him willing to play the best. And it's pretty hard to question what he has done. So I'd say on balance, not even on balance, I think over if you want the scale, I think it's a 70-80% or more positive for MSU to do it.
You certainly have to acknowledge that this game against Duke is not part of the Champions Classic. This is the ACC Big Ten Challenge. It's different, but still.
But every year you're in that grouping. It's not the Coca-Cola Classic anymore. Right. And you know, Denzel Valentine will tell you. I mean, look at what it's done in different years in terms of setting expectations and setting the tone for the season.
Yeah.
The year that
Kentucky.
The year they beat Kentucky when Kentucky was in the 1-2 matchup, and what that Michigan State team that was ultimately derailed quite a bit by injury and Keith Appling's injuries. But that team there, everybody served notice. And then last year, it was Denzel Valentine. Not only serving notice, but Denzel Valentine, I'll tell you right, that was the game he knew he could do this at the NBA level. For him, that was a big moment to have that triple-double. And just to watch, you know, all the media voices at once sort of take notice of who Denzel Valentine had become, because he was a better player against Kansas than he had ever been the previous year.
And
that was the first time you saw that.
I also think you have the phenomenon of across the country, when you hear Duke, Michigan State, that is a big-time game. I mean, those are big-time teams. So I think if you don't play them over the years, I remember years ago, for a different example, Wisconsin and footballers, regardless of how good they were, they wouldn't play anybody in the preseason. Izzo kind of, and basketball goes the other way. He's ready to play anybody anywhere. I like that. It's not just because he's an old paisano, but I just think that is a way of being tough, but you're not kicking anybody or doing anything you'd consider inappropriate. You're doing it by mano a mano, let's get together, let's play the game, and let's do what we can. I think that I like that. I think that's positive.
Well, when it comes to the Blue Bloods, as you called them, Graham, Michigan State is a party crasher. It wasn't in this group. Isn't a natural for this group. Even among Big Ten schools, you would say Indiana has more tradition.
And had Indiana been up at the time this started, Indiana might have been in it. I mean, Michigan State won itself into this spot, and it may pay off for decades.
John, as always, we have so many things to talk about. We didn't get a chance to talk about Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State being picked third in the East, and he's probably deliriously happy about this. This might be exactly what he wants. On the other hand, hey, he's still got to deal with the monster 63 miles down the road.
I think he loves it, and bring him on. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Dr. John Braccio. He has a very interesting story about where he was last October 17th. And you can read all about that a little bit later this summer. We will be back. Terry Denbo will be here, is here right now, a longtime university administrator. We will be back with At Issue, talking about Draymond Green. It's a Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1 FM.